Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Thursday morning of Red, White, and Blues Week. So excited for the Navy Blue Angels. This is really, I know November's the homecoming show, but I think most of us in Pensacola consider this to be the home show. This is our tradition every year. Everybody turns out big time for this event. We have our friends coming in from Quality Roofing this morning. They're running a little late. They got into some traffic, so we're just going to chat here for a few minutes until they get to the studio. So in the meantime, I thought I might review some of the schedule that's going to be happening this week. I know most of you are probably familiar, but maybe somebody's listening this morning that is just getting into town for the big weekend and they're trying to find out what's happening and where. So yesterday we had breakfast with the Blues, and it was interesting. You know, typically, we usually have a few people show up for that, but they had like 1,000+ people yesterday for that, if that's any indication of what it's going to be like this weekend. Today now, of course, is sort of the first rehearsal, not really the dress rehearsal because the civilian acts won't be flying today, but the Blues, Navy Blue Angels, will be flying today over Pensacola Beach at 2 o'clock. It's basically a maneuvers rehearsal. They'll do typically the whole show. This is for them. Yesterday was more about the circle and arrivals. They sort of pinpoint where they're going to be, the center point, that kind of thing. This is sort of the pre-rehearsal before the big dress rehearsal, which will be tomorrow. So you can pretty much go anywhere on Pensacola Beach from Port Pickens out to Portofino and see the Blues. Best spot, of course, is right there at Center Point, which is right by the pier at the Casino Beach Pavilion, right by the Casino Beach parking lot. So that'll be happening today, the original rehearsal. Then tomorrow's the dress rehearsal, and that will start early because tomorrow's dress rehearsal will start around 10:30 with the civilian acts, and the civilian acts kick off around 10:30, and then the Blues will fly again at 2 o'clock, and they'll do the whole show. So that's a lot of folks come out on Friday, so you definitely want to get out there early. And then, of course, you know, on Saturday is definitely the big day. So last year the casino parking lot was full and closed by 3:30 in the morning on Saturday. If that gives you any indication, you're gonna have to get out there pretty early. And I understand they open up the casino Beach parking lot after midnight on Friday. So a lot of folks get out there at 1, 2 in the morning and get set up. So that's kind of the schedule for the weekend. You can find out all about it on our website. The Blue Angels have a website. Visit Pensacola, Santa Rosa Island Authority, Pensacola Beach Chamber. They all have websites where you can find the schedule and find out what's going on. All right, he's in the house. Hey, I'm sorry it was running late. This Quality Roofing is here. How are you doing this morning? Oh, hang on. I think I probably should turn your mic on, right? That probably would help. Okay, try that again.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So how are you doing today? I know it's a little crazy traffic, everything else this morning.
Yeah,
so it's good to see you.
Yeah, likewise.
Okay, where's your other half?
He's on the way, too.
I think there's
a mix-up on our timeline. But
It's okay. It seems to be happening a lot lately. I don't know if it's summertime, it's the heat, but we get our messages mixed up every once in a while. So let's kick it off talking about Quality Roofing, and just tell me about the company, because this is the second time now that we've done this show.
That's right.
We had you for the first time not too long ago. So about a week ago, I guess. So maybe tell us about the company and a little of your history and the services you provide, and then hopefully your buddy will get here soon too, and then we'll get to go on.
That sounds good. So Quality Roofing, founded in 2006, local roofing company, locally owned and operated, full service roofing contractor, serving really all of the Florida Panhandle from here to Panama City and also in Central Florida. I wanted to talk this morning a little bit about some recent developments associated with a program that can help homeowners throughout the state of Florida.
Oh, good.
Help pay for a new roof. It's a nice little grant program.
Uh-huh.
It's been in place for a couple of years now, but they recently in the Florida legislature just refunded the program with another $280 million.
Whoa, that's good news.
Great news for homeowners, especially those that are... it covers more than just roofing, but those who have an aging roof, like, this is a great opportunity. It'll cover up to $10,000 towards that roof replacement.
Wow, so, that's great. Yeah. So what do you have to do to apply for that? Or is there specific qualifications? How does it work?
Yeah. So there's a series of different things. So it's an evolving program. So there's some things that have been changing, but with this most recent funding, they're going to prioritize first seniors who are low income,
mm-hmm.
and then low income, and then it opens up to everyone else, right? But everyone can go ahead and apply. The way that you begin the application is through their online portal. Basically, you apply for a wind mitigation inspection. Mm-hmm. And that wind mitigation is that's completely free and covered through the program.
Do you do that, or do you have people that you recommend to do that?
So one of the catches of the program, you have to apply through their portal to get this, and only approved vendors in the portal, and there's inspection companies that is their specialty. They'll coordinate and send someone out to perform that inspection. Once they've performed that inspection, then they'll give you a list of basically work that is eligible under that program.
Okay.
And roofs are regularly a part of that, but not always. Mm-hmm. So they'll look at things like your exterior openings, your garage door, your windows, your doors. But they'll also look at the roof, age of roof, the type of roof, the roof deck nailing, the type of underlayment that's present. All of these things, like the purpose or intent behind the program is to... it's your tax dollars
right.
at play here, so
you
should
you're
definitely take advantage
way,
of it,
yeah.
right? But it's an effort to harden Florida homes, throughout the state against hurricanes.
Right.
So it's a good program, and like I said, it can mean a lot for those that don't have $10,000 or $15,000 sitting at the side ready to deploy. So. I would certainly encourage people to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think that sounds really exciting and something you definitely want to take advantage of. So my question would be, so where do they go to actually apply for this and get more information about it? Is there a website?
There is. Give me just a moment.
Find
I want to make sure
us.
I give the right information.
In the meantime, we're talking with our friends with Quality Roofing. Brian and Ben will be here shortly. And so what we'll do is go ahead and open it up for some questions. If you have questions about the program, if you have questions about roofing and some of their services, now is the time to text it in at 850-437-1620. That's why we call it the Pensacola Expert Panel, because the experts are here on roofing this morning. And this is the time. I mean, we're in the season, and so far so good, but this is the time to shore up your roof and your house, and these are the guys that can do that for you.
That's right. That that website is MySafeFlorida. Florida is FL. Home.com. That's MySafeFLHome.com.
Okay, we got a great question that came in right away. Can you apply for the MySafe Florida program more than once? Do you know?
That's a great question. I don't believe so. If you've already been through the MySafe Florida program, I'm not sure why you would need to apply a second time, assuming that you actually were funded.
Unless you got hit by a hurricane.
Right.
You need to
right,
do it again.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. It's possible, but that's a great question. To be honest, I don't know. I think once you've utilized funds through that program, it's likely a one-time thing.
This is true. Occasionally with grant programs, they'll have like a year limit, maybe five years, 10 years, something like that. But we'll have to look that one up. We'll have to get our research department on that.
That's right.
But that's great that you brought that up, because that is something that, and people can do that now. Are you familiar? I mean, this is not your program, obviously, but how long, once you apply, how long does it take? Like, do they contact you directly? They contact the homeowner and then they contact you as a roofer? What is your role in it? How does that work?
So, really, we're removed from the process. This is all state-run program. So you make your application for the initial inspection. Once you've received the inspection and they identify the work that is eligible to be performed, then you can have that work. Let's assume for a moment that your roof is part of that. Then you have to make a selection from the approved vendors that are in that portal. So they've got a list of approved vendors that can perform that work. Of course, we're one of those. So you make that selection. We coordinate and schedule and perform the work as we ordinarily would, and then you request the reimbursement through that program.
I see. So they'd have to pay you first, and then the reimbursement comes after that.
That's right. But
okay.
We've got some things in place to help our homeowners with that as well.
Okay. So we got another question that came in. So it says, don't they offer a low-income grant also? Do you guys work with those?
That's right, and we sure do. So the way that low-income grant works, first, I'd like to define what their criteria.
I was going to say, what is considered low income?
So low income is basically anyone who falls below 80% of the county's median income.
Okay.
And I'd have to look that up to see what the county's median income level is. If you fall below 80% of that, then you qualify for low income. And part of your application is doing an age and income verification.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, of course, that is going to set your prioritization right. within the program.
Right.
They're going to prioritize those who are senior above 60
mm-hmm.
And also below the median income or meet the low income threshold. So if you're over 60, you meet the low income threshold, you're going to be like move straight to the top of the list. From there, they're going to prioritize low income, and then it'll move to like median
mm-hmm.
Income for seniors, and then median income or moderate income for everyone else. And then the program would open to everyone with no other additional requirements.
Well, I think the difference with this program too is that this is a preventative. This is getting ready in advance, my safe Florida home.
Yeah.
But then after a storm, there are other grants and other FEMA. I don't know how much they'll be now, but there was other FEMA help that you could get once there was damage. And
I'm
assuming you work with those groups too.
We can, yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So what can we do? What can I do to make sure that at my home that I'm safe this hurricane season?
So, I mean, whether you think you need any of this or not.
Just some pointers from your perspective.
Yeah. Whether you think you need it or not, I would absolutely encourage everyone to do the application.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
You're right.
It costs nothing.
Yeah.
So do the application. Let them come out, perform the wind mitigation inspection. Even if they don't find anything, you still have a free wind mitigation inspection to submit to your insurance company for potential discounts based on their findings if you haven't already done that. So I certainly encourage everybody to do that. And then if there's work that's eligible, they're giving you your tax dollars back to apply towards this work. So it doesn't make sense why you wouldn't.
It doesn't cost you anything to apply. Why not apply? And even if you're not a senior in that low income category, applying now, you'll be on the wait list. You'll be moving up the list.
Exactly. So, last year, I believe they funded around $200 million. This year, $280 million. And there's no reason that they wouldn't fund again next year.
Right.
To what amount, we don't know. But if you go ahead and get on the list, it's certainly not going to hurt anything.
No, I think that's a great idea. So we're talking with Brian Ward, and Ben Murphy just got here. Hey, Ben, Roofing, and we're discussing some things you can do for My Safe Florida Home and things you can do as we get into this hurricane season to protect your home and get ready in advance. So if you have a question for them about roofing, about these loan programs, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. So I got a question that just came in, a little bit different topic, and it says, what are the pros and cons of a metal roof? Will it last longer than a shingled roof?
Well, it will certainly last longer.
That's a good question.
So historically, yes, I've always been an advocate of metal roofing. Obviously, there's a cost differential there that has to be considered. And there's some interesting nuance with regard. I think everyone's probably aware of sort of this this policy that's developed within the insurance companies of this 15-year concept of, you know, roofs having to be, like, you get that dreaded letter that mm-hmm. says, hey, if you don't replace your roof, we're going to non-renew your policy. While we haven't seen nearly as much of that occurring with regard to metal roofs, we are actually seeing a bit of that happen. And it's generally closer to that 20-year time frame. Now, what we do find is that when that happens and they receive a letter related to a roof replacement for their metal roof, oftentimes we can come out and do an inspection, and basically confirm that the metal roof actually has a significant amount of remaining useful life. They can submit that letter, and the insurance company will sort of back off of that. So we found some success in that. However, there's still this caveat that due to the age of the roof, the insurance company, again, they're in the business of risk,
right?
And the older the roof is, the higher from their perception is that the risk is higher.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they don't mandate you to replace or update that metal roof that has 10 or 15 years of life remaining, the amount of premium that you may be paying could be elevated. And look, none of this is set in stone. Like, every carrier is a different business that operates within their own policy. So you're going to see a lot of variation in the way that different carriers handle those sort of things. But that being said, a metal roof absolutely is better long term,
mm-hmm.
But you're going to pay two, potentially three or four times as much as you would for a shingle roof. And then you still retain that risk, if you will, that insurance companies may end up, as that roof ages, may end up charging you more than what you otherwise could if you had a shingle roof that was newer.
So having had a shingle roof and then having had to have periodic repairs where there'd be some wind damage, not the whole roof, but certain spots and occasionally, do you have that same issue with metal roofs? Is that something that has a lot of ongoing repairs or is it a totally different
kind of roof, so to speak? Depends on the type. on the type of metal roof.
So, I don't know enough about it to know because all I've ever had is shingles.
Sure. There's lots of different types, but primarily there's what we call exposed fastener, which is your more traditional metal roofing style where you can see all of the screws that hold the metal down.
Because I've seen sheets of metal roofs. Do you know what I'm talking? They're kind of the...
That's right.
I don't know how... Almost panels of metal, I guess.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So the other type, primary type, is what we call a concealed fastener or a standing seam. That's what many refer to it as. But all of those fasteners are concealed beneath the adjacent panel. So you install a panel, install the screws. The next panel actually locks in over those screws from the previous panel. So all of your fasteners are concealed or hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And what we find is that with the exposed fastener, the more traditional style of metal roof, which is a bit more cost effective, yes, there absolutely is a consideration for ongoing maintenance. And inevitably, a fastener replacement is something that you'll likely need to do at some point in the future, generally around that 15-year mark.
Mm-hmm.
But with the concealed fastener or hidden fastener metal panels, there's little to no maintenance. It's a more expensive roof system, but it's a roof system.
In the long run, it's probably going to save you.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you for answering that question. So we have Brian Ward is here. He is the owner of Quality Roofing, along with Ben Murphy, our marketing manager. How you doing, Ben?
I'm well. Thank you.
I'm glad you made it in. There's a lot going on right now. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Quick one. We were just talking about some of the grants and available, and someone said applied to what website? So they must have missed it.
No worries. It's MySafeFLHome.com.
MySafeFLHome.com. That's the website that has these special grants that you can apply for right now.
And one other little tidbit that I forgot to mention earlier. So if you qualify for the standard program, it's a matching program. So basically, for every dollar that you spend, they'll provide two. So for example, if your project is $15,000, you would contribute $5,000. They would contribute the other $10,000. However, if your roof was less than $15,000, then you would not necessarily get the full $10,000 because it's going to match $2 to every dollar that you contribute. However, if you are if you qualify under the low income, then you can get the full $10,000. So say your roof project is exactly $10,000, they'll provide the full $10,000 without the matching if you meet the low income threshold qualifications.
Wow. Okay. I had no idea that was available. That's really, really important.
That's right.
That's very helpful information. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, we're talking with our friends at Quality Roofing. And how long have y'all been here in this area now?
So established in 2006. Next year will be our 20th year. So,
wow. Yeah. Congratulations. That's really great. Okay. So what are some of the other things that you wanted to mention today? I know you had probably had a list of things to talk about.
Well, I mean, MySafe, I know Brian's probably talked a bit about that already. That's something that we've seen a lot of traction in with that being refunded again.
That's really good news.
Yeah, that's fantastic for homeowners in the area.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have that available. And then what are some of the things you can tell us? Is there anything else other than getting a new roof that we can do? Is it time now to get up there and look around the chimney and see if there's any leaks and all that kind of stuff? Or do you come out and do that kind of an inspection? And how would that work? Just to see where you're at.
As you approach hurricanes, it's definitely proactive and recommended to go ahead and have some of those things done. Probably a great time to just be paying attention in general. We've had a lot of rain. The rain has been nonstop.
I was going to ask you about that. Have you seen some homes being really affected by that?
Yeah, naturally, the more often it rains, the more often our phone rings because those things start to show up, right? When we were having rain virtually every day in the area, it'd be a good time to just be looking up, paying attention, looking for those little small signs that you may have a roof issue. Because sometimes it's just a tiny little drip, but like I said, that tiny little drip, when it happens repeatedly, after weeks and months or potentially years, that tiny drip can do a lot of damage that you can't necessarily see. You may only see a tiny little spot on your ceiling, but it may indicate a much bigger problem. So definitely better to be proactive when you see any signs whatsoever, and go ahead and make a call before that turns to a really big issue. You know, I guess it was only about a month ago, we had a pretty significant termite swarm.
Yes, so several people have mentioned that to me. I saw lots of posts about it on Facebook too.
And you know, they look for opportunities when they're swarming. Obviously, they're looking for moist wood, and if you've got a roof or fascia or siding, you know, anything like that where there's an active leak, so you may not even necessarily see the signs inside yet, but they'll find it.
Right. Well, you'd mentioned last time about how that seepage can get into the wall, and by the time it shows up in your living room on the ceiling, probably in trouble.
Yeah.
So
never
where would
want
you
those
look?
To linger.
Where do you look? How do you check?
What do you look for, I guess?
Yeah,
some of the most common areas by far are going to be around roof penetrations. So in your bathrooms, there's always a pipe that provides an exhaust for your plumbing.
Right.
So generally in your bathroom, directly above the sink or above the commode, is a pretty common place to see a small issue develop. If you have a chimney above your kitchen sink or above your oven or stove range, there's generally a vent for that stove range. So those are like pretty common areas.
So any
areas.
Of the vents, even maybe furnace. AC vents too?
Yep. Furnace. So above your hot water heater, there's a vent for gas hot water heaters that exhaust there. So any place that there's a penetration coming out of your roof is by far the most common place to find an issue below that.
So, that makes sense, yeah. And then this is probably, I don't even know if you have the answer for this, but do termites have a favorite place? Do you find that there's certain parts of the roof or parts of the home that they gravitate to?
Well,
you said water, but
sure. I'm not a termite expert.
No, by any stretch.
But I honestly don't think they care much.
If
they find something to eat, which is generally wet wood.
Okay.
They don't particularly care where it's at.
Gotcha. So. Okay. We're talking with Brian Ward, who is the owner of Quality Roofing, and Ben Murphy is here. He's the marketing coordinator, and they do so many different things with their services. So typically then, do you do mostly repair work, or do you also do new roofs? Tell me a little bit about some of the roofing that you do.
Yeah, so we're full service, so we do a lot. But the bulk of what we do is roof replacement. We also do quite a bit of repair. New construction, not so much, but we're a little bit niched inside the new construction space. We still perform and offer that as a service.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we're just about out of time, believe it or not. It's just flown by. Yeah. So if you can give us your website, how people can reach you, your phone number, all that kind of information would be great.
Sure. So our website is qualityroofingsolutions.com. Phone number is 850-777-0961. And certainly encourage you guys to take advantage of this program. It's free. There's no reason why you wouldn't. And hopefully we can get you guys some grant money.
Okay. So someone said that you replaced their roof and did a great job. So that's always a good comment to have. So, all right. We appreciate you being on the show this morning. Quality Roofing is with us. You can also hear this podcast later on our NewsRadio923.com website. We'll be back. This is Pep Talk on NewsRadio923.